Hi, you have just entered the healing room where you are going to get straight talk, no chaser. This is a mindful perspective on healing and elevation in faith, business, relationship, and yes, self. I'm MC Melissa Klein, and you're in the right place at the right time. Come on in.
Come on in, come on in, come on in. I am so excited for our discussion here in the healing room, and I am so thrilled that you're here. Today's discussion is going to be a great one because we're actually going to spend the majority of our time in meditation. And this is going to be a guided meditation to help you understand who it is that you should be right now. With all the things that's going on internationally, many of us are in quarantine. Many of us are still out and about having to go to work, working in the hospitals if you work there, working in the grocery stores if you work there. And right now is just really a great time to be clear of mind of who it is we are to be. It's easy to sit in on the distractions, but today we're not going to do that. Today we're not going to focus on any of the negatives. Today we're not going to even focus on all of what's going on around us. Today is just going to be a great opportunity to gain mental clarity and be the person that we need to be. That's the person who accomplishes that goal that you want. That's the person who looks back on 2020 and says, wow, is so grateful to God and is so thankful that they stepped up and, again, was the person that they needed to be. So who is that person? Who is that person at the end of the year that you look back on and say, wow, this is who I am. Wow, I did it. Who is that person? And that's the person that I say for the next 15 minutes, you shall be, you shall know, and you shall understand. This is going to be a great guided meditation. So as always, we're going to start out with a little bit of spoken word, but allow the spoken word to really reset your mind a bit, kind of calm your senses, kind of get you into a different space, because this is going to be the space that you experience the best version of you. So without further ado, let's get this thing started off right with a little bit of spoken word.
This year, I am committed to myself, the blessing, the goodness, and wealth God placed inside of me. This year, I denounce fear and self-doubt, and I walk the unique path God has for me. This year, it is unacceptable to look back, turn back, or pull myself back into old habits, ways, or into distractions. This year, every step is forward, every moment is appreciated, and life is embraced with the spirit of gratitude and the understanding that I am favored by the God Most High to fulfill a purpose and to lead an unbelievable destiny. I breathe. Amen. I breathe. Amen. I breathe. Amen.
Thank you for allowing me to share that peace with you. I hope that your mind and that your spirit is in a different place. I hope that you feel that this is a safe space for you to go into a guided meditation. I hope that you're in a safe place where you can sit down and be hands-free and not have to watch anything or worry about anything. I hope that your heart is at peace and calm, and if it was beating rapidly, that it slowed. I hope that your hands find a nice resting place on your knees somewhere, or maybe right on the floor, or maybe you're sitting in a chair. I hope that your body is relaxed and at ease, that your hands are free from holding or doing anything, and that your mind is already grateful to you for taking this space to do this oh so important work of freeing up the senses, freeing up the body for a minute, and gaining the mental clarity that allows you to see the best version of you. Let's begin. So I'm going to ask you a question. And every time I ask a question or bring up a topic, I don't want you to strain your brain at all. Think peace, think relaxation, think simplicity, think ease. I will guide you through every question that I bring up on this meditation. I will guide you through every moment. So don't worry about where you end up or how you're going to get there, because this is a safe place. This is a safe space, and you are at peace. So I'm excited to take this journey with you, and I hope that your body, mind, and spirit is in agreement that this is a good journey to take, a nice break from all the other things of the world, an opportunity to love on you a little bit and to relax. So I have a question for you. Let's take a breath together. The person that stands, the person that stands in the center of the road at the end of the year 2020, who is confident and unbelievably excited about accomplishing the goals they wanted to in 2020, and has truly changed the trajectory of your life by evolving you into being the person that you've always wanted to be, the person that you are now, the person that you've always wanted to be, the person that you are now, the person that is at the end of the year 2020, the person that you're stepping into right now. You're stepping into that person. This is the person who's standing in the center of the road. It's the end of the year, and this person is ecstatic. You are ecstatic because you did it. You are at the end of the year, and you're like, wow, this was an incredible year, and I am so phenomenally proud of myself for doing what it is that I wanted, that I felt I needed to do. Purpose-filled thing, that joyous thing, those incredible journeys and adventures. I want you to step into that person. Take a breath with me. I want you to step into that person. Take a breath with me. Now I want you to step out of that person and look at her or look at him. What does that person look like? First, how does she stand? Or he? How does she stand? How does she hold her body? Begin to mentally draw the picture of this person. What does she wear? Or he? How do the clothes fit on her body? What does her body look like? And when you look at this person in these really specific clothes that only you see, the physique of her or he, what is it? And the feeling of her body or he, what is it? Feeling of health, feeling of strength, a feeling of ease. What is the state of this body? Is it healthy? Is it whole? Let's go deeper. The mind of this person thinks about what? If you were to give a color to this mind, would it be a bright red? Would it be a yellow, a bright yellow, maybe a mustard yellow? Would it be a green? Would it be a white for peace? What kind of color, what kind of mind is this body holding? What are the thoughts that come in and out of this mind? What is the belief system, the center of the belief system of this mind? Is it strong? Is it sharp? Is it nimble? What is it? And in this mind, how does it breathe? How does the mind breathe when it needs to exhale, when it needs to take a break, when it needs to let go, when it needs to be free? How does it do that? What are your mental escapes in this mind? What are your strengths in this mind? Is it a creative mind? Is it a very innovative mind? Is it the mind of sharpness and confidence? Is it the mind of intellect? You know the mind that you would be proud of in 2020 at the end of this year. At the end of this year, you know the mind that you would be proud of. What mind would that be? And so as you look at this body and you see this mind, as the body begins to walk and the mind controls the body, you're watching it. You're not in it. You're just watching her or he. How does she walk? Does she lead with her head? Does she lead with her hips? Does she lead with her heart? Does she lead with her feet? How does she walk? Is there a glide in her walk or a stiffness in her walk? What is the pacing of her walk? When she walks in the room, how does she walk? Take a moment. This is extraordinarily valuable and vital for this process. To take a breath and see you walk in the room. Experience the energy of you walking in the room. And you are watching you. So the energy that you feel that is radiated from you walking in the room, this is an experience that you can hold with you. So breathe it in. See her. Watch the movement. Experience the energy. See how she positions herself and moves. This is your 2020 champion. This is the best version of you. And as she walks in the room, I want you to begin to clap for her. I want you to begin to cheer for her. I want you to begin to root for her. You are now clapping. You are now cheering. You are now rooting. As you've watched her walk into the room, I want you to allow yourself to slowly fade back away from that room. Right? Slowly fade out of that imagery, out of that vision. Slowly fade out of that. And you see her again in the middle of the road. You have a better understanding of her body, her mind. And now that you've had an understanding of her body and mind, I want you to describe her spirit however you like, in colors and shapes, in animals. I want you to describe her spirit. She's standing there in the middle of the road and you're looking at her or he, and she is magnificent. She is magnificent. What is her spirit like? If you were to pick an animal, what would it be? If you were to pick a color, what would it be? Just in your own words, begin to describe her. And I want you to be okay speaking this out loud. Use the adjectives, use the words, use the adverbs. Describe her out loud. What is her spirit like? Speak those words. Say them out. You've seen her body. You understand it. You've seen her mind. You understand it. Now describe her spirit. Because now that you know the body and the mind, you know the spirit as well. Describe it in your own way. Joyous, peaceful, yellow, a black panther, a blue jay, a red robin. Her voice, her spirit, her aura, her energy. You know it. Describe it in whatever way you see fit. That spirit that you're describing, that spirit that's there, whether you can totally find all the vocabulary or not, look deep into her eyes. She's standing in the middle of the road. What would it look like? And I say this to you, if you can, stand up. What would it look like? And if you can, stand up. What would it look like for you to adopt this person henceforth and forever into your life? What would it look like for you to adopt this person henceforth and forevermore, the best version of you, by using the words you just described, describing her spirit, by using that as the foundation of your personality for the rest of the year? Those descriptive words that you just spoke, using that as the foundation of your personality for the rest of the year. Now, in an instant, you are no longer going to see this person. This person is no longer going to be looking back at you in the center of the road. I hope that you're standing. This person is no longer going to be looking back at you at the center of the road. This person is you. This body is yours. This mind is yours. The spirit is yours. And the personality you are going to keep with you every day for the rest of the year, the person that you're proud of, your 2020 champion, the one that you clapped for when she walked in the room, the one that you rooted for when she walked in the room, the one that you were cheering for as she walked in the room beautifully in her own way, in her own body, in her own mind, with her own spirit. That best version of you that you saw, this is you. I want you to know this. There is one mind for every body. And there is one body for every living man. And you cannot take someone else's body or take the mind of another man. There is only one. I want you to hear this. Whatever it is that you want, whatever it is that you need in your life, there is one body for that, and there is one mind. You have it. There is one spirit. You have it. Your goals, physically, mentally, spiritually, financially, emotionally, require one type of body and one type of mind and one type of spirit. One body, one mind, one spirit. No one can take that away from you. There is one body for you, one mind for you, one spirit for you. And what I offer to you today is to choose the best version of yourself. And as you stand in that best version, I want you to know that even though you may not see all the materialistic things around you, or all the people, or all the emotions, or all the spiritual feelings or desires that you have, you now have the mind, and you now have attached the spirit to you. The mind controls the body. The spirit is a part of the body and the mind. You are your 2020 champion. So as we bring this meditation to a close and you begin to look around the room and bring yourself back into the space you are in, becoming aware of the things that are around you, maybe the table, maybe the chair, maybe the lamp, touching your shoulder, touching your hands, touching your knees, bringing yourself to full awareness, I want you to know this. Keep rooting for you. Keep cheering for you and keep clapping for you. You are the person who walked into the room, and you were the person who cheered at the same time. You can be both now. You are both now. And you are your 2020 champion. So I welcome you, the best version of you. I welcome you to the rest of the year. That is going to be incredible. So That's all for now. I'm MC Melissa Klein, and I truly believe you are in the right place at the right time. I'm your coach, so I want you to reach out to me. You, of course, have a clarity call that's absolutely at no cost to you, where you can reach out to me and we can work even deeper on a specific and intricate level of what is front of mind to you, what issue is front of mind to you. So use that clarity call. Reach out to me. I'm your coach. That's what I'm here for. And remember, at mcwrites.com, there is a prayer line that's available. And also, I wanted to share a little news with you. God has really been working with me on something great to truly take this mind-body experience to a whole nother level. So I'm going to be doing some rebranding and offering some new things to you, and really excited. New programs, new offerings, new branding, new website, new everything. God has really touched my heart to realize the power and the life-changing experiences that this work brings. So all of you who've entered into the healing room for well over a year now in the United States and Kenya and Australia and the United Kingdom and the United Arab Emirates and Brazil, China and Japan, all of you, you know where you are, all of you. I want to thank you for showing up to this space and taking this opportunity for yourself. You should feel proud. So until next time, as always, I look forward to seeing you right back here in the healing room. I am so glad that you decided to step into the healing room today. If you heard something that inspired you or encouraged you, would you mind hitting the subscribe button? I would love to continue this dialogue throughout the year and share my journey as you share your journey with me over at mcwrites.com. Let's stay connected there as well, and give it a 5-star review if it's on your heart to do. I would love that. Sharing it with your community on social media and in person, it's just all about passing along good thoughts, positive vibes, journeys, and stories so we all heal and grow together. I hope you feel what I'm saying. I hope you dig where I'm going with this. I don't just want this to be a podcast. I want it to be a community. I want it to be a safe space, a room where we can all heal. That's all for now. I'm MC, and thank you for entering the healing room.